En direct du Forum Grimaldi, je suis maintenant accompagnée de Patrick Hayet. Bonjour Patrick.
Bonjour, ça va?
Bah, tout va bien. Et pour toi aussi, je le vois. I mean, you are speaking this year at the festival on two panels. First one, yesterday, AI. You're also a filmmaker. You're also a TV presenter about wildlife. So today will be at the business content, a different panel, which will be addressing documentaries. Talking about AI, what is your voice about this? Because as you know, many of our audience sometimes are ignorant of what also the positive sides of AI. Can you, for our audience who are not necessarily into filmmaking, can you just kind of enlighten this point a little bit? How does it connect with film and TV?
Okay. So, of course, with any new technology, we have the potential for good and we have the potential for bad. I know that many people are scared, worried, apprehensive about adopting AI, and that's understandable. I think a lot of people are worried about their jobs, and again, that's understandable. My vision and view on it is that technology has rarely ever been stopped. Technology will always keep on moving forward. It is this train that is perpetually moving forward. We cannot stop it, and so the best thing to do is find a way to get on this train. When we think about filmmaking and AI, in my opinion, I think that the benefit is where we can use AI to do what I refer to as the heavy lifting, making the structure, helping us in that sense so that we can focus more time on the creativity, on the crafting element of it. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of exciting opportunity up ahead. And I'm just excited as to how AI is going to change not just filmmaking, but every single industry on this planet.
One of the highlights of the panel yesterday, which was so successful here at Business Content at the festival, was also when you explained that actually AI is important to creativity. Mm-hmm. TV, similar to film or probably any arts, right? It's all about creativity and telling new stories. And today, sometimes with all the follow-up Marvel movies, you can sometimes think that it's very scary even for our audience because they don't discover new stories that they're so excited about. Can you explain for those who were not here at the Grimaldi Forum more about what you mean by sharing ideas and how AI can actually, as you said, cross-pollinate? How did you say that? It was great, greatly put.
Cross-pollination or cross-hybridization of ideas and thought. This was something that one of the thoughts that has been coming to mind is whether or not when we see AI truly mature, I think there's going to be a confluence of ideas coming together and technologies. One thought was that can we somehow use blockchain technology and almost productize our ideas, finding a way to put your idea within a ledger. Let's say we're using some form of blockchain technology and each idea, each piece of content that you have is represented, let's say, as a digital token. So anytime somebody wants to use your song, your lyrics, your picture, your movie and references it somehow that there's a, of course, you'd have to understand whether it's how much you're using of someone's piece of content, whether it's words, whether it's images, and what percentage it might be, so that maybe we may live in a world where it's automated. You may make one piece of content, and as long as you've put it within the media ledger, on the media blockchain, you can forget about it, but you may have thousands of people wanting to use that piece of idea, that use that piece of content, or being inspired by it. And then you may look at you be asleep, you may be brushing your teeth, and all of a sudden, cha-ching, someone's used your piece of content. You have a 10% royalty, you have a 1.5% royalty, you have a 50% royalty. So I hope this is actually answering your question, but I think that there's a lot of excitement up ahead. Sorry, if you could ask me your question again, because I feel like I'm not necessarily answering it.
I think what you mean is that it's important to realize, as you said yesterday on the panel, that each person is her or his own AI.
Yes.
I think it was also one of the over highlights of the panel was that you were explaining that, of course, there will always be a need for human help, because the AI should support creativity and humans. But I think what the panel really put out really was that we are also our AI. So there are actually similarities in the way we work with AI.
100%. I think that many of us will be living in a future where much of our lives are going to be assisted by AI. And one of the thoughts we were playing around with was, let's imagine, like, how many times have you come up with a really great idea, but you didn't have a pen and pad to write it down? Or you saw something and you're like, you saw something and you're like, oh, if only I could do some cross-hybridization with that idea, with another idea that you saw, but you forgot. So imagine now you have your personal AI, and each time you see something, it gets logged into your system. And you could then potentially use that AI. The AI will know how you think and the things that you enjoy, and it will start to bring different ideas in front of you. So you can now see these things in close proximity, such that you can start to synthesize new ideas. This is where I think that human beings will not be surpassed by AI. It is the synthesis and the creation of new ideas. I think, in fact, if we were to imagine a dystopian future, like something like Black Mirror, the AI itself, even if we imagine a dystopian future where AI is self-conscious, or self-aware, I think that AI will want new information. New information is going to be the new currency of the future. And of course, there is existing information, but human beings can come up with new bits of information. So that's where the excitement is. And new information comes in the form of new ideas. It comes in the form of creativity. It comes in the form of collaboration. So yeah, I truly believe that there's going to be a connection there between AI helping us to become more creative. And that's only going to come about if we understand the technology and we understand how to put in the correct inputs. One of the other panel members was talking about prompt engineering. So I think that's something that each one of us is going to have some sort of understanding about. How do I put in the correct prompt into my AI such that it gives me the correct output? And playing around with that. So for all of you that are listening now, I would really encourage you, take some time. Whether it's DALL-E, whether it's Midjourney, whether it's ChatGPT, find some time to play around with it. Have fun. Become a kid again. Have that childlike joy when you interact with AI, because that's when you're going to find the boundaries of the technology.
Before you head to your second panel with the business content starting at 5 p.m. here at Grimaldi Forum, can you tell us if you would give a little bit of geographical texture, which was also discussed yesterday on the panel, to the topic of AI? I remember that, as you said, another panelist, it was a beautiful ensemble. I know you guys prepared a lot for this panel, and he mentioned that, for instance, France is a specific case because offers have more rights than in the United States, where there is a strike actually currently. So can you speak a little bit about that? And you are from the UK, just for our listeners too.
Yes, I'm from the UK. I live in London. I must, before I say anything, I have to say I am not an AI expert. I am just experiencing this as everybody else is. In terms of the restrictions that we are maybe starting to see and may happen in the future, again, my opinion, and this is my opinion only, I think that the countries that allow the technology to really proliferate and support the proliferation of this technology are the countries that are going to win. And so, I don't know, I don't want to say anything controversial or seeming to come across as controversial. For me, it's about enabling the technology by enabling the people. So and that comes in the form of education and openness. So I hope that gives a clear answer or an idea as to what my thoughts are on that situation. But I think it's complex as well, because AI is very powerful and you can understand why people are fearful. But ultimately, I think the way that we can overcome the fear is by educating people.
It was a very thoughtful panel. Thank you, Patrick. C'était Patrick Ailleux, venu de Londres spécialement pour le Festival de la télévision de Monte Carlo, la 72e édition, et en direct du Business Content pour la radio du cinéma.